just in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
So, I want to talk to you today about peace, okay? Because that's, you know, health is a big issue right now with everything that's going on, but so is peace. And ultimately, if we can get through this, we'll eventually talk about finances. We'll talk about your soul with your mind, your will, your emotions. We'll talk about protection. So we'll see what the Lord has us to do. But there's a lot of scriptures that pertain to all of this. And so everything that I'm teaching you today, this is not all-encompassing. This is a snapshot to try to convince us of the will of God, right? So when we went over to 1 John last week, in 1 John chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John 5, 14 says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." So we need to understand that once we become convinced and confident of the will of God, then when we pray, we have confidence that Jesus is going to make this happen for us, right? Now, there's certain things that we do not have to pray about. We do not have to pray for God to heal us, because by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. So one of the things that we do when we have a health issue is we confess the word of God, because we are commanding creation to change. We are commanding our bodies to change. When we speak the scriptures about our eyes, we are speaking to our bodies and telling them to be healed according to the written word of God. When it comes to peace, peace is a fruit of the Spirit. And by the time that I finish today, my heart is that you will be absolutely convinced that you should always have perfect peace. Amen. Okay? Now, you determine whether or not you have peace, because peace is not something that is arbitrary. And we're going to see that in so many different scriptures, that God is the God of peace. And he is the prince. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And so we're going to see in the scriptures that peace is the will of God for your life. But do we all know that we can manage to not live in the will of God?
Yes.
Right? I mean, really, before you got saved, were you in the will of God? Not the perfect will of God, because the perfect will of God is that every man get saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, right? So we know that there's a portions of our lives. Have you ever had God tell you, don't say this?
Yes.
Don't say that.
Yes.
Be quiet.
Yes.
Have you ever overridden that?
Yes.
Who was right? You or God?
Always
God, right? So we know that it is possible for us to not always walk in the will of God for our lives. It is possible. But if you want to walk in the perfect will of God for your life, then we need to see in the word of God what belongs to us and how do we walk in that word. Does that make sense? Because see, if we will make a determined decision, listen, we need to be like a pit bull with a bone. That you are not taking this away from me.
Yes.
This is mine.
Yes.
Peace belongs to me.
Right.
And we're going to see that Jesus actually says, he says, I gave it and I bequeathed it to you. You have a legal right to have peace. There was a contract that was signed in the shed blood of Jesus that authored peace to you as your inheritance, as an heir. Now, we so many times, we forfeit that peace pretty quick. And I don't think that we prize peace the way that we should prize peace. Because when we see this, now, this is, again, this is not all-encompassing. This is a snapshot for us. But when we get convinced that it is the will of God for us to have peace, then we're going to start to fight to have the peace. Well, isn't fighting an absence of peace? No, it's not. Not when you know what the outcome is. When you stand on the word of God and say, no, God said that I have peace. So we're going to look at a few things. So let's look first at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And this is obviously the prophet Isaiah speaking ahead of what was going to happen when the prince, when the Messiah came. So Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and we're going to look at this in the Amplified. We're going to look at a lot of scriptures in the Amplified today. So it's okay if you only have a New King James or another version of the Bible. But I want for you to follow along with us when it comes to the Amplified version. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, and Prince of Peace." So Jesus carries the title Prince of Peace. So our Messiah, part of who he is to us as a Savior, is a Prince of Peace. And so we need to see that is part of your salvation package. When we got sozoed, when we got saved, when we accepted Jesus Christ as the Son of God, that he died for our sins and that God raised him from the dead, once we accepted him as our Savior, we accepted him as the Prince of our peace. He is the Prince of Peace, and he gave us his peace. Amen? Amen. So then let's look forward again to Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. It says, "And therefore the Lord earnestly waits, expecting and longing to be gracious to you." Looking and longing to be gracious to you. "And therefore he lifts himself up, that he may have mercy on you and show you loving kindness. For the Lord is a God of justice." So why did Jesus have to go to the cross? Because God is a God of justice. And that there was a penalty that was due, and the only way that it could be paid is through the blood of God. "For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship." See, all of that is what we receive in him, that we're longing, we're looking. Now, we don't have to look forward like the people who were reading the book of Isaiah did. Now we look back and we say, this is who he is to me. And we personalize it. And we say that he gave me, let's go back one screen. He gave me his victory. He gave me his favor. He gave me his love. He gave me his peace. He gave me his joy. And he gives me his matchless and unbroken companionship. Amen? That's who he is, and that's the relationship he desires to have with us. And so we press in to lay hold of that because it was already provided to us. Amen? Isaiah 58:8. It says, "Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of a new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, and your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity." Conducting you to peace and prosperity, and the Lord of glory shall be your rear guard. Can I say that in English to you? God's got your back. He's your rear guard. That means that as you walk forward with him, he's standing behind you, protecting you. He wants for you to know that he is yours because you are his. Amen? Luke 2:14, and we usually look at this around Christmas time, but here it says, the angels are announcing the birth of Messiah. It says, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased. Men of his goodwill and his favor, right? So we are partakers of this peace. God poured his peace towards mankind. Now, no, there may not be peace among men, but God's peace has been poured out to us because he sent Jesus to us. Amen? So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both